take a behind-the-scenes look at an anthropological museum. Learn more about the work of a museum, as illustrated by the example of a single region, the Masim region in southeastern New Guinea. The four central tasks of museums like this one are research, collecting, preservation, and education. The large four-piece table in the middle will introduce you to these tasks. As a visitor, you'll generally only see the educational role of a museum, the presentation of things worth knowing and exhibiting. Usually, visitors never learn about the extent of the collections from which museums choose their exhibits, the care and effort which goes into preserving their collections for posterity, and how much research goes into museum catalogues and other scientific publications.
About 330 objects, almost everything the museum owns related to the Masim region, are displayed in this room and should give you some idea of the diversity and heterogeneity of the collection. Almost all of these items are from the decades preceding the First World War, the high point of ethnographic collecting. The anthropological museum swelled like pregnant hippopotami, characterized the German Africanist and explorer Leo Frobenius laconically this period. The colonial regimes that subjected much of the globe to European rule made many of these areas accessible to outsiders and thus to collectors. These objects represent individual facets of the Masim cultures, such as seafaring, war, ritual, and body adornment. They also reflect the personal interests of the collectors who acquired them, as well as the circumstances under which they changed hands. Most of these European collectors were men, as were most of the local people with whom they came in contact, so it comes as no surprise that weapons make up a large proportion of the collections, as you may notice here. For the most part, we don't know how most of these items were acquired, whether they were purchased, received as gifts, bartered for, or simply stolen.